How are you? Happy Friday. All right. Oh, love myself a Friday. Love Saturday more. Love Sunday even more. And because I try to goof off on Monday, and it's a bonus day, and most people aren't goofing off on Monday, I kind of like that one even the best. It's my purpose in life. To like every day the best, I guess. What's your purpose in life? Have you figured it out yet? So we're going to work on that today. We're going to give you something to look at, some things to kind of ground yourself and begin to get your purpose in life. As we broadcast from the broadcast and the video studio here today, the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, it's the positive boost you need every single day. It's like a couple of weeks ago, on December 31st, like midnight, and you had a toast and you said, "What's your resolution?" And you gave it. That was basically you being the boss of you saying, "I'm the boss of me. What are you going to do this year?" And then you said, "This is what I'm going to do." And then you didn't. You got up hungover the next morning, and you're hungover again the next morning, and maybe even tomorrow morning. What the hell happened? It's called being human. And that's why we're here, because it happens. And I want to focus your intent on what you're going to do. Have you set some goals? Give you some motivation, some ideas, and maybe just drag you along long enough that you'll begin to get exactly what you want. Not saying you're not already. You probably are. But you know what I'm talking about, right? Everybody's a different spot in their world. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Have you ever had 15 windows on your computer open, trying to keep up with all the moving parts of your life? Man, that is me all the time. But I found a solution. It's a pretty cool one, too. Notion combines notes, docs, and projects into one space that's simple and beautifully designed. It's really awesome. And it's flexible. You can use it any way you want to. Everything else is way too restrictive. These productivity tools you find, they sometimes lock you in a box, and that's not good. By the way, today's Daily Boost was originated and created using Notion. It's great for pulling together and organizing lots of information into a workable system or a podcast. And the fully integrated Notion AI will help you work faster, write better, and think bigger doing tasks that normally take hours and seconds. Try Notion for free when you go to Notion.com/Daily Boost. That's all lowercase letters, Notion.com/Daily Boost. To try the powerful, easy-to-use Notion AI today. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show, The Daily Boost. Notion.com/Daily Boost. On Fridays, we always ask the question, how do you want to feel? It's a cool question, because I don't think a lot of us stop and pause and say, how do I want to feel? Sometimes we're like, I don't want to feel that way. Why do you make me feel that way? No, but if you stop and say, how do I want to feel? You're kind of commanding your subconscious mind to say, well, of course you want to feel good, right? So we stop on Friday to do that. And how do I want to feel tonight when I go out to dinner? Not like I ate everything on the buffet. So it's not going to make me happy. So I'm going to change my mind and do something else. Ask the question, how do I want to feel? And watch how it changes your life. It's very cool stuff. So if you haven't joined my Facebook group yet, you can do that, because the Facebook group is up and running. It's a lot of activity going on over there. It's very cool stuff that is happening. Here's how you do it. Just go to facebook.com/groups/Daily Boost Podcast. There are three questions you must answer. If you answer those three questions, essentially they are, how long you been listening? What do you expect to get out of the group? And what's your big ass goal? If you answer those questions, you're cool. Come in the group, be cool, be nice, get along, contribute. We love you. If you want to answer the questions, you never even get that far. If you get in the group and you're not cool and you're not nice and we don't love you, you won't stay in the group. I'm just saying, this is a place for cool people. If you're cool people, come on in. We'd love to have you. All right, so today's program is about real purpose and the fact that it's probably waiting for you somewhere out there, isn't it? Hello? Purpose, where are you? I've been looking for you. Under my bed? Behind the sofa? Where is my purpose? It's got to be there somewhere. Oh, it's at a seminar somewhere, a retreat, isn't it? No, it's not. It's inside you. But if you're like most people, you probably have an idea that pops into your head. It's like, oh, wow. My life could be like this. What could I do? How awesome would it be? It would be awesome. It's an idea floating around inside your head. And it's going to demand your attention eventually. Eventually, you are going to, I got to do it. We all get there, don't we? I get a lot of emails around here, and I interface with so many people. We're in so many countries, 50 million downloads, 4,000 plus Daily Boost podcasts, and tens of thousands of downloads every single day. And I get emails, and that's not a surprise, right? But a lot of people will say, hey, man, I'm just wondering, is this all there is? Well, that's a question we've asked for all time. Mankind has always asked that question. And also people say, I just feel like there's something bigger. Well, in a sense, yes, this is all there is, but there's more if you want to make of it. You want to do different things. And is there something bigger for you? That depends. I mean, I truly, honestly believe I had to fight this for a long time, but I got to the point where I said, you know what? There are some people that their purpose in life is just to drink a lot of beer. That's it. Just drink a lot of beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? But it's a little mocking, but it's true. You know somebody who's that's their purpose, right? And there's other people whose purpose is just to read a book. I just like to read my book. Other people, their purpose is just their dog. I just like to play with my dogs. Other people have a purpose to go change the world. I don't really have that purpose to change the world. I kind of say, here's mine. I think I have a certain skill set and I want to tap into a skill set and do the best that I can do. And that's a learning process every single day. But I just believe that a side effect and a benefit of me doing what I do, mostly, not everybody, mostly is good. That if I connect with you, that I've done some good. That's my purpose, to use my God-given skills, even though sometimes it pisses me off trying to get good at it. It's hard sometimes, right? So your real purpose is going to arrive when you do a couple things. Let's talk about this and just blow through this real fast so we don't spend the entire day doing a podcast. We got the weekend here. We got to go out and play. Don't want to think about stuff like this, all right? Number one, when you accept who you are and who you've always been, you're beautiful, you're perfect just the way you are. Oh man, Scott, don't say it that way. It sounds like some, well, anyway. But I believe it. You are. You are who. This is who you are. This is who you become. Nobody gave you a rule book. Nobody told you what to do. You were born. You popped out. You started running. You started doing stuff. And suddenly here you are going, who the hell am I? Right? Well, the truth is you are who you are and you've always been who you are, and get over it. Don't regret it. Don't worry about it. Just who you are. Accept what you've done. Period. Done. Good, bad, and different makes no difference. Accept it. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Don't try to paint it over. Don't try to do anything. Just accept who you are. And, you know, sometimes a glass of wine helps. Although I'm not drinking wine right now. Or anything, actually. Number two, accept what you do when you're doing you. I always kind of smile when I say that. It's kind of dirty when you think, what do you do when you're doing you? Scott, stop it. Life is more enjoyable when you spend most of your time in your comfort zone, isn't it? And you step out occasionally. I like to stay in my comfort zone and expand my comfort zone. It's like when I'm riding my motorcycle down the road. Scott, you're on a motorcycle. That makes me uncomfortable. No, that doesn't make me uncomfortable. What makes me uncomfortable are the people in the car is trying to hit me. That's why I have a loud horn and loud pipes, and I will kick your car if you get too close to me. Except what you do when you're doing you. I like to do fun stuff just a little bit out of my comfort zone, but I like to stay in my comfort zone. You know why? It's more comfortable. Don't get out of your comfort zone. Expand it. Except when you want to start living in the moment. And now is a good time, by the way. See, when you accept that now is the time you're going to start actually just thinking differently and do the things you feel like you want to do, a little thing inside your heart that makes you smile. When you accept that you're going to do it today, you made a decision. And when you make a decision, you're going to head down a path. Now, I said head down a path. That didn't mean be at the other end of the path. I said head down the path. That means that you made a decision, you're going in that direction, and you got a lot of steps to go. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, says Confucius, or the other dude that nobody knows who he actually is. So you accept that now is the time. Let's go do this thing. All right. But Scott, I don't know what to do. Doesn't matter. You don't need to know what to do or even how to do it. You just need to know it's time to go do it. You'll figure the rest out. I promise you. Stand up, take a step, repeat. Come on, do it. Accept where you are in your life. That's number four on the big list in the hit parade today. Accept where you are in your life. As long as you know where you are, you can go anywhere. Yeah, I joke often, and I really mean this. I'll go down to the mall. Yeah, there's still a few malls around. And I'm shopping for my wife. And I'm going to go to Victoria's Secret because that's what guys do, because women like it there. They like their stuff. And, you know, it's good for both. And so I'll go down there, but I don't always remember where it is because it's not built into my DNA like it is my wife. She knows exactly where it is. For me, I got to find it. So I go in the store and I stop and I go, where am I? Where's Victoria's Secret? And I stop and there's a little directory there. It says, you are here. And I'm like, got to figure out where I am, but I'm here. And there's Victoria's Secret. Okay, I can find it. Usually in my case, it's right past the Cinnabon place, which is dangerous if you know me. But now I know where I am. I know how I can get where I want to go. So if I accept where I am right now in my life and whatever life I've been living, whatever purpose I think has been my purpose, if I accept where I am, I can change just about anything as long as I'm willing to accept that. Makes sense? A long time ago, I gave some advice that has resonated over the years for nearly a decade, actually over a decade now.
If you don't know your purpose is to find your purpose. That's it. And magically, when you head out the door looking to find your purpose, when that is your purpose, suddenly one day your attention will drift to something that feels right. Something you've always been looking for, and something you're happy to do. So get out there and do it. All right. Kind of fun. If you're listening to a podcast, this is being videoed as well. If you want to see this particular video, more are coming. The first one is showing up over at facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast. Go over there and you can see the whole thing I got here, all the buttons I'm pushing, everything else. You can see me in my glory as we do these podcasts. See behind the scenes, look at how it all comes together. And if you're not, just enjoy the podcast. We're glad to have you here. I'll be back on Monday. You know why? Because part of my purpose in life seems to be showing up every single day and doing this. That's seemingly what I'm doing here. So I'm going to come on back. You have a great weekend. Get out there and really, really do the things that you want to do. Have a smile on your face. Add some good feeling to the world. We need it right now. And I'll see you right here on Monday on the Daily Boost.